Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
7 Ways God Speaks Today. Wisdom Seeds. We are talking about a question many Christians ask: does God still speak today? And if He does, how can we hear His voice? Many people want God's direction. They want to know, should I take this opportunity? Should I move forward with this decision? Should I accept this relationship? Should I change direction? What is God's will for my life? But sometimes, we can become confused. Is God speaking? Is it my own thought? Is it my emotion? Is it fear? Is it pressure from other people? How can we know? The Bible teaches us that God is not silent. God has spoken throughout history. And God still guides His people today. But we must learn to recognize His voice and test what we believe we are hearing against His word. Today, we will explore 7 ways God speaks today. 1. God speaks through the Bible. The clearest and most reliable way God speaks is through His written word. 2 Timothy 3 verses 16-17 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness." The Bible is not simply a collection of human opinions. It reveals God's character, His will, His standards, His promises, and His plan of salvation. When you want to know whether something is consistent with God, begin with scripture. God will never lead you in a way that contradicts His word. For example, if someone says, "God told me to lie," that message does not come from God because Scripture commands us to speak truth. If someone says, "God told me to hate and harm someone," that contradicts God's commands to love. If someone says, "God told me to live in sexual immorality," that contradicts biblical teaching. The Bible is our foundation. Before asking, "What am I feeling?" ask, "What does God's word say?" Practical application: spend time in Scripture every day. Do not read the Bible only when you need an answer. February 12th, the more familiar you become with God's word, the better you will recognize what is consistent with His character. 2. God speaks through the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would guide believers. John 14 verse 26 says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." The Holy Spirit works within the life of the believer. He can convict you of sin, remind you of Scripture, guide your decisions, give you wisdom, warn you about danger, help you understand spiritual truth. Sometimes the Holy Spirit may bring a strong conviction to your heart. You may suddenly realize, "I should not do this." Or, "I need to apologize." Or, "I need to forgive." Or, "I need to take this concern to God." The Holy Spirit does not lead us into sin. His guidance will always be consistent with the character and truth of God. Important warning: not every inner feeling is the voice of the Holy Spirit. March 12th, you can feel strongly about something and still be wrong. That is why spiritual impressions must be tested by Scripture and wisdom. 3. God speaks through prayer. Prayer is not only about speaking to God. Prayer also involves learning to listen. Many people spend their entire prayer time talking. They present their requests. They explain their problems. They ask for directions. Then they immediately leave. But sometimes we need to slow down and allow God to bring scripture, wisdom, and conviction to our hearts. Prayer creates an environment where we become more sensitive to God's direction. As you spend time with God, you may receive clarity about a decision. You may remember a Bible passage. You may become aware of something that needs to change. You may receive peace about a direction. Prayer does not mean that every thought that enters your mind is automatically a message from God. But prayer helps us align our hearts with God. A simple prayer you can pray: "Lord, speak to me through your word. Help me recognize your direction and give me wisdom to obey you." 4. God speaks through godly counsel. Proverbs 11 verse 14 says, 4 out of 12 for lack of guidance a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors. God can use mature and godly people to help guide us. Sometimes we are too emotionally involved in a situation to see clearly. We may be excited. We may be angry. We may be afraid. We may want something so badly that we cannot recognize the dangers. A wise Christian mentor, pastor, or mature believer may help us see what we cannot see. Godly counsel can provide wisdom, correction, perspective, encouragement, accountability, but we must be careful. Not every person who gives advice is speaking God's wisdom. The question is not simply, what does someone say? The question is this advice consistent with Scripture and godly wisdom? Good counsel should point you toward truth, wisdom, holiness, and obedience to God. 5. God can speak through circumstances. Sometimes God guides us through circumstances. A door opens. A door closes. An opportunity appears. A situation changes. May 12th, the path becomes impossible. The Apostle Paul experienced this kind of guidance. Acts 16 verses 6-7 describes a time when Paul and his companions were prevented from entering certain regions. God was directing their missionary journey. Circumstances can sometimes reveal God's direction. However, we must be careful. Not every open door is from God. Not every closed door means God said no forever. Some opportunities are tempting but wrong. Some difficult circumstances are simply part of life. Therefore, circumstances should not be interpreted in isolation. Always examine them alongside Scripture, prayer, wisdom, the character of God, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. An open door does not automatically mean God's approval. And a closed door does not automatically mean God's rejection. 6. God can speak through spiritual gifts. The New Testament teaches about spiritual gifts. These include gifts such as prophecy, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, discernment. God can use spiritual gifts to encourage, strengthen, and guide his people. However, every prophetic message must be tested. June 12, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 29 says, two or three prophets should speak, and the others should weigh carefully what is said. Notice that the instruction is to weigh carefully what is said. This means we should not accept every spiritual message. A person can sincerely believe they are speaking for God and still be mistaken. Therefore, test the message. Compare it with Scripture. Seek godly wisdom. Do not make major decisions based only on a prophetic word. God's voice does not need to fear biblical examination. 7. God speaks through peace, conviction, and inner direction. Sometimes God gives a person a deep sense of conviction or peace regarding a situation. Colossians 3 verse 15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. There are moments when you may feel an inner peace about a decision. There may be a sense that you should move forward. At other times, you may feel deeply unsettled about something. You may have a strong conviction that you should stop. However, we must understand something important. Peace alone is not always proof that something is God's will. A person can feel peaceful about a wrong decision. A person can feel anxious about the right decision. For example, obeying God may sometimes make you nervous. July 12th, therefore, inner peace should be considered alongside God's word, prayer, wisdom, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Do not allow your emotions to become your only spiritual compass. The danger of confusing your voice with God's voice. One of the greatest dangers in the Christian life is saying, God told me. When God has not actually spoken. We must be humble. Our thoughts can be wrong. Our emotions can be wrong. Our desires can be wrong. August 12th, our fears can be wrong. Our interpretations can be wrong. That is why we must test what we believe we hear. 1 John 4 verse 1 says, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Spiritual maturity includes the ability to discern. Not everything that sounds spiritual is from God. A simple daily practice for hearing God. Try this simple process each day. Step 1, read scripture. Ask, what is God saying through this passage? Step 2, pray. Ask God for wisdom and direction. Step 3, be still. Give yourself time to reflect. Step 4, write down your thoughts. Record what you are learning. Step 5, test everything. Compare what you believe you are hearing with scripture. Step 6, obey what God has clearly revealed. Faith grows through obedience. A prayer for hearing God's voice. Father, help me recognize your voice. Teach me to know your word deeply. Give me wisdom to distinguish your guidance from my own emotions, fears, and desires. Help me to listen with humility. Protect me from deception and confusion. Give me discernment to test everything according to Scripture. When you correct me, give me the courage to obey. When you guide me, give me the faith to follow. October 12th, help me become more sensitive to your Holy Spirit and more faithful to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Conclusion. Does God still speak today? Yes. God speaks through His Word. He speaks through the Holy Spirit. He guides us through prayer. He can use godly counsel. He can work through circumstances. He can use spiritual gifts. And He can bring conviction, peace, and direction to our hearts. But the most important principle is this: the Bible must remain our foundation. Do not chase voices while neglecting God's Word. Do not depend only on feelings. Do not accept every spiritual message without testing it. The more you know God's Word, the better you can recognize what is consistent with God's character. Jesus said in John 10 verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me." The goal is not simply to hear God. The goal is to hear Him and follow Him. God still guides His people today, but spiritual discernment is essential. Learn God's Word, seek Him in prayer, listen to the Holy Spirit, receive godly counsel, and test every message against Scripture. November 12th, thank you for listening to this message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel December 12th.